Cenex Harvest States and Farmland Industries are not strangers to each other's operations. The two gigantic cooperatives have been pooling their purchasing power to reduce the cost of fuel for their members. Now they want to expand the relationship to include grain marketing. Noel Esteson is the CEO of Cenex Harvest States, one of the nation's largest farmer co-ops based in St. Paul. Esteson says like many other areas of agriculture, companies that sell grain are getting bigger and bigger. He says to compete in that market of ever-expanding heavyweights such as Cargill, co-ops like Cenex Harvest States and Farmland need to grow as well.
Both of us bring a grain marketing operation to the table, and Farmland is over $10 billion, and we're getting close to that, we're only one-fifth the size of Cargill, you know. So we just don't have the size or the mass. So both of us come to the table with grain marketing operations. Putting them together, we think we'll be better able to compete.
And Esteson says it's important co-ops survive as an alternative to private companies, which return their profits to investors. Co-ops profits are returned to their farmer owners. A look at Cenex Harvest States shows just how fast the trend toward consolidation is moving. Before last summer, Cenex and Harvest States were two separate co-ops. Cenex focused on supplying fuel and fertilizer to farmers. Harvest States marketed their grain. Both shared thousands of members, so a combination was a natural. Their merger gave members better purchasing power and a consolidated range of services from just one organization. Cenex Harvest States is owned by farmers in the upper Midwest, from Wisconsin to Washington State. Farmland Industries represents farmers in the nation's wheat belt, the southern plain states of Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. Although each co-op commands billions of dollars in revenues, agricultural economist Edward Lauterman says given the size of the competition, both stand to benefit from merging their grain operations.
Back 20, 30, 40 years ago, a lot of the grain trade was sort of local, and you could be a cooperative, serve your local members, and ship the occasional, truckload or railroad carload of grain off to some terminal. Harvest States and Farmland both have been major players in terms of exports, but yet to be a true global trader, you have to be a pretty big company.
Big enough means being able to support sales offices all over the world and to employ global commodity trade forecasters, both functions now critical to operating in a world marketplace. Even with revenues in the neighborhood of $10 billion each, Cenex Harvest States and Farmland argue they're too small to go it alone. Lunchtime for about 130 dairy cows on the Hastings farm south of St. Paul that's been in Bill Sorg's family for more than 100 years. A conveyor belt delivers a sweet-smelling mixture of feed from a series of outbuildings to the dairy barn's long trough.
That's alfalfa haylage. It's probably 45 to 50% moisture.
In addition to the milking operation, Sorg and family have some cattle, and they farm more than 2,000 acres of corn and soybeans. That his co-op, Cenex Harvest States, continues to get bigger for Sorg is a matter of necessity. If co-ops are to survive in a market dominated by giants like Cargill and Archer Daniels Midland, they too must be large. But Bill Sorg is concerned that fewer companies are dominating bigger portions of agribusiness. He says big business is leaving farmers with fewer options of who to buy fuel, seeds, feed, and fertilizer from, and who to sell crops, livestock, and milk to.
They're looking to control it, and as they get so big, why, they will. And I don't know how you turn that back. I think a lot of these things are getting somewhat to the runaway stage, and they've gotten probably too far already, and they don't see any restriction coming, and so then they're going to go for the whole thing.
Take Minnetonka-based Cargill's proposed acquisition of Continental Grain Company of New York. If approved, Cargill, already a company with more than $50 billion in annual revenue, will control 10% of all of the grain produced in the United States. Cargill will export about a third of all of the grain that leaves the U.S. Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone and several other lawmakers have sounded alarm bells about consolidation in agriculture, and they've singled out the proposed Cargill-Continental deal. Wellstone says the argument that in order to compete globally, agribusiness needs to be dominated by a handful of conglomerates is a cover story to mask efforts to eliminate competition.
Just look at the consequences of all this. This isn't efficiency. This is just a stacked deck. And these big conglomerates, they have the political muscle. They have the economic muscle. They draw up the tax laws to benefit them. We're supposed to have an economy which is based upon real competition. We don't have that any longer. These conglomerates have taken it over, and we now need antitrust action.
The large companies claim their efficiencies benefit consumers. However, while the prices they pay farmers have plummeted, the cost to the consumer for a variety of groceries from milk to cereal has not reflected plunging commodity prices. In response to congressional concern, the Justice Department is reviewing the proposed Cargill-Continental merger. Senator Wellstone says just as federal officials investigate Microsoft's computer empire out of antitrust concerns, they also need to look closely at what's happening in agribusiness. But ag economist Edward Lauterman says even with the recent mergers, there remains significant competition, allowing farmers and processors to choose who they want to do business with.
I'd be surprised if we saw this level of consolidation continue. I think that we're sort of going through a wave of it now, but we'll have a break after this.
And Lauterman says if the giant companies begin to operate as though they have a monopoly by becoming expensive, inefficient, and non-innovative, smaller companies will find opportunities to strip business from the conglomerate. While farmer Bill Sorum thinks his co-op needs to grow to compete with the agribusiness giants, he'd prefer a marketplace of numerous small companies. He thinks the fewer players there are, the more vulnerable the entire industry becomes.
When you have many small producers, you have more resilience in an economy than if you've got one large one. Somebody can start in business, somebody can go out of business, and the marketplace can still function. If you've got three players and they do it all, why then they pretty much write their own rules.
The Cemex Harvest States Farmland Industries joint grain venture could be finalized within the next couple of months. If it is, it will take effect this fall. Some view the increased cooperation between the two co-ops as a signal they'll eventually agree on an all-out merger. Cargill and Continental had hoped to seal their proposed merger earlier this year, but the Justice Department review is delaying those plans. This is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.